Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is the hit show of the 1999-2000 TV season. It's a game show that challenges contestants to answer a series of 15 multiple-choice questions for an increasing pot of prize money. It's only a game, of course, but the games we play reveal, in part, the people we are. A millionaire is a person with $1 million. We identify these people entirely by their money, so each is a person whose value is stated in the currency that Americans know and love best. We tell our children that money is the root of all evil, but apparently we make exceptions for TV. On TV, money works magic. It transforms people from nobodies to rich people. Money is salvation, as it saves us from our refusal to save our own money. Game shows are popular because we like watching ordinary people profit from their very common knowledge. In a medium where real people are almost as rare as dodos, and dodos are in fact extinct, it's a real pleasure to watch people like ourselves working under pressure. We cheer when every man outwits the game and wins cash or prizes. But the real contest is off camera, where the networks are playing a game show where the audience is the prize. CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox compete for ratings, share points, and advertising dollars. Fueled by the surprising success of Millionaire, ABC's primetime viewership in the lucrative 18 to 49 age range leaped 24% in a matter of months. The television networks perfected cloning long before biologists did, and now they are replicating the new game format with shows like Greed and 21 and Winning Lines. The winners of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire don't actually become millionaires, of course, because taxes take a big bite of the prize money. But the producers and directors of game shows do become millionaires. Capitalizing on our preoccupation with money, they enhance their ability to make money, and lots of it. Game shows like Millionaire are basically an entertaining version of the sixth grade, and they derive their ways from the cultural patterns of American education. Too often our schools teach facts without understanding, knowledge without wisdom, the what without the why. In the course of such an education, Americans absorb a lot of what Dr. America calls decontextualized information, useless facts memorized without the understanding that explains and relates them. Game shows and other trivial pursuits are ways to make these factoids useful. They are a new context, however trivial, for this inconsequential information. Listen carefully to the questions on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Does it really matter what the answer is? Is it, in fact, a mark of distinction to know which president appeared on Laffian? Isn't the answer always who cares? Indeed, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a stupid show. But in TV land, where cupidity breeds stupidity, stupid is as stupid does, and Millionaire is doing well by the only criterion that counts, money. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is also a demeaning question. It demeans people by leaving out the real meaning of their lives. The title, Millionaire, tells us nothing about a person's character or accomplishments, nothing about his or her intrinsic value. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is, then, a superficial question. We answer it only because we're not mindful, and seldom reminded, of deeper questions, questions that would make good lives, but bad TV. Why doesn't ABC ask, who wants to be a caring and competent professional? Who wants to be a creative artist? Who wants to be a nurturing parent? Who wants to be a good neighbor? From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, asking who wants to be something better than a millionaire.